Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Hi everyone, this is Yorm, sharing with you a new podcast called Say Their Name. Many of you have shared with me how much the racial injustices happening here in the United States and around the world have particularly impacted you this year. Say Their Name helps to humanize those who've been killed or assaulted by police in the United States and offers solutions and support for these families and communities. I hope you're able to tune in.
Whose story?
But y'all got a bad room. I would want justice. We can't get justice.
What story?
You need to watch the reality. It should make you uncomfortable. We have been too comfortable with too many bad things happening for too long.
Her story.
Police officer shot and killed a black woman in her own home.
Hashtags through history.
Incident
police
after
officer
incident.
Shot and killed yeah. a black after woman year. In her hey, own sir. Home.
Don't shoot.
Say Their Name. Tune in to Say Their Name, a podcast that focuses on the assault and killing of unarmed black people by police and in Stand Your Ground states.
But my child getting shot in the head, 60 seconds. That's how long it took.
Wasn't no criminal. My baby was a good man, a good, hard-working man.
I'm the mother,
his father,
sister, uncle,
grandmother.
We were best friends.
Gentle, laid-back, fun, sweetheart.
He was a great kid, always had a smile on his face.
This was a person who was our friend, our colleague, just the opposite of anyone you'd feel you need to defend yourself from.
What happens when the hashtag stop? The media leaves, yet the community remains.
I know our pain, you know, I want them to know our pain.
The community was traumatized and experienced his murder too.
Because the only thing they gave me was $60,000. And by the time I got the check, I only had $19,000.
Please listen and subscribe to this and other DCP shows at dcpofficial.com on Apple, Spotify, Google, Pandora, or wherever you get your shows.
You know, it's just so much stuff now. So sad that kids can't come outside and play.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Aweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries, like why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode. Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.